Nine remote Aboriginal communities in Western Australia are suing the federal government in a landmark action over the controversial community development program. The Shire of Nunundurraku will argue in the federal court that the remote work for the dole scheme is racially discriminatory. The government says it's improved the scheme in recent months and insists it complies with the Racial Discrimination Act, as Tom Joyner reports.
For the last 4 years, Derek Harris has seen the effect the Community Development Program, or CDP, has had on those around him.
We're working for the dole now. That's taking away your dignity. Nobody doesn't want to work for the dole.
He lives in Warburton, an Aboriginal desert community about halfway between Kalgoorlie and Alice Springs, where many rely on Centrelink payments to get by. And he's one of many critics who say the program is worsening poverty among Aboriginal people in particular.
Aboriginal people were going to food depots way back in the 20s, back to 2019, and our young people getting into it now.
The scheme requires Centrelink recipients in remote Australia to complete work-like tasks to receive their payments. But missing an appointment can lead to financial penalties or even payments being suspended. Almost 560,000 penalties have been handed out by the federal government under the CDP since the scheme began in 2015 to June last year. Derek Harris is one of the roughly 1,500 people who live in the Shire of Nunundurraku, which is launching legal action against the Commonwealth in the federal court on behalf of those living in nine of its communities over what it says is racial discrimination.
We are confident that there is a basis for saying that the Australian government has broken the law in running this program.
Damien McLean is the president of the Shire. He says at its heart, the CDP unfairly applies more onerous requirements of participants, 85% of whom are Indigenous, compared to the mainstream Job Active program, in order to receive the same welfare payments. And therefore, he believes, it contravenes the Racial Discrimination Act.
This government has known about the problem or the flawed basis for this program for years. So unfortunately, it's going to have to be addressed in the court.
Mr. McLean's claim goes back to 2016, when he lodged a complaint with the Australian Human Rights Commission, who appointed former High Court Chief Justice Robert French as a mediator between the two parties. But after 2 years of failed talks, Mr. French terminated mediation in April, clearing the path for a court challenge. Australian National University Senior Research Fellow Will Sanders studies the CDP and says he can understand Damien McLean's argument.
This is a pretty tough program, and it's well documented that the numbers of penalties that have been imposed on people through this program have gone up and up since 2015, and there's no doubt that that is the experience in remote areas, yes.
A spokesperson for the National Indigenous Australians Agency, which oversees the CDP, declined to comment on the dispute, citing confidentiality reasons. They added that the government had improved the scheme this year based on feedback it had received, and that the scheme does in fact comply with the Racial Discrimination Act. The Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, declined to comment further on the matter, but did tell the ABC in June he was planning a trip to visit the Nunundurra lands. But for Derek Harris in Warburton, there's still a lot more work to be done.
Government should hurry up and make some changes. That's going to benefit us.
Tom Joyner reporting.